Your precautions have been worth it to be on the field, and this is, you know, truly a blessing tonight to get to have this game. I think everything has been put into perspective for us. So, a few extra steps are well worth it for these guys to get on the field to compete tonight.
Well, is there any question about that? And I wanted to ask, team chemistry takes, different stages, different levels of time during the campaign. But with the guidelines and everything and no guarantees that there will be a game next week or next month, talk to me a little about how the guys have embraced it, have been following directions and directives, and how this team has maybe bonded more so than, a team under normal circumstances.
Well, I think we saw it from day one in July when we got to open up for workouts. We had our best summer attendance we've ever had in 16 years. And so I think that really shows how much it means to them. They flocked in the first day we could get here. Some of the things that we normally do to build that team relationship, from our locker room set up and the time we spend in locker room to team meals and team meetings, a lot of that has been eliminated due to these times. I think definitely a bond is formed that, they've been through something, they've been given this opportunity, and I think they're making the most of it.
Well, I know one adjustment I have to do. I can't do this with my bifocals on because it's steaming up. So, I'm glad I went to Dr. Etienne before the season started, and I can see 20/20 plus. So we'll go that way. What do you like about this team?
Well, I think it's a fun mix. That might be a euphemism. A fun mix of veteran players and new starters. So I think there's some confidence based on the guys we have back. And then there's some excitement to see how some of these new guys are going to step into a role and how they're going to perform.
2 years ago, a guy that stepped into his role as a starting quarterback as a freshman, Reese Lozano, hasn't missed many beats. He's a junior now. He won that Greenwood game 2 years ago in 2018. Talk a little about Reese, and I know you held him out the other night in the scrimmage with Edgewood, but talk about his preseason and where he raises the bar here his junior year with, an offense, Scott, I don't have to tell you, that's very capable of moving the ball and putting points on the board.
Right, and where you're going to see in his development is he's going to be an even bigger part of our running game. We've got the ability to spread it out to six really good receivers. We've got the ability to run the ball with a very good tailback, and then this year you're going to see the running ability of our quarterback, and that's a great luxury. That makes a lot of plays to defend for a defense.
No Xavier Trueblood, but obviously we saw a lot of Cody Mikulich is starting to evolve as a sophomore. Going to see a lot of him. Edgewood's defense saw a lot of him the other night, and it looks like he is on the verge of becoming, possibly before he graduates, one of the best backs you've coached.
You bet. Last year he was the big surprise of our offense. In his fill-in role for Xavier and rushed for right at 700 yards. He's not a surprise this year, but he's also a whole lot better this year than he was last year. He's stronger, he's faster. His vision, his ability to cut and then explode, he's going to be really fun to watch, and I think you're right. I think he's going to be one of the greats.
Woodman Field, the venue tonight, the Greenwood Woodman of Mike Campbell, as the Cougs kick off the 2020 campaign. We'll be back with more Chalk Talk and Scott Bless after this one-minute break. You're listening to North Cougar Football. Well, Scott, Tyler Abel left and went into retirement after a long, outstanding career under your guidance, and Jesse Steinfeld has kind of moved up. He did some play calling and tinkered with the offense last year, but talk to me a little about the status quo. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, or how's the offense going to look this year?
Yeah, we've got good continuity. Obviously, with all those returning players, you don't make too many changes, and nor did we need to. Some new wrinkles that I think will be exciting to see, and, different ways to utilize some of our some of our, you know, real special players, I think is what you'll see.
Anthony Lindsay's come back to his high school alma mater as assistant head coach and quarterback's coach, and I think you started to see the other night an emerging freshman out of Tri-North, Jaron Alley, tossing the ball around and tossing it to different receivers who got into the end zone. So talk a little about his involvement and, you know, what he brings to the table offensively.
Well, you know, that position, when we've got a good stable of quarterbacks there, you know, what you want is a mentor. And, you know, this is a guy that's done it at the high school level, done it at the college level, has been a very successful quarterback coach. You know, he is the perfect fit for these guys to take them to the next level.
You got a new coach, too, coaching the O-line, Jesse Spurgeon. Talk a little about his involvement. And you have some new faces, but you have some familiar faces as well. Looks like a good, flexible mix from tackle to tackle, Scott.
Yeah, you know, Jesse's another local guy, played at Edgewood, is a teacher in our building. And so, you know, we've gotten some teachers in the building this year, which is great to have if we actually get to have students in the building soon. Right. That's a huge bonus. Also picked up another young offensive line coach in Alex Cotterman, which allowed us to move Tyler Evans to running back position. And again, you know, you talk about a mentor for that position. He's a perfect fit. And then that allowed us to move Andre Rush over to defense and give us another veteran guy on defense, along with Paul Prather, who will be calling the defense, and Austin Sheckles and Drew McKenzie, who return as assistants.
You have a nice move in that, well, you've inserted into the starting lineup at left side tackle, Tank Hansen, a young man that moved in from upstate New York. Talk a little about him, and he's got some great size.
Yeah, great pickup for us. You know, that's a spot we needed to fill, and, you know, we got word that his family was going to be moving here. His father's a serviceman, and it was a great pickup for us, and he's fit in well, and he's a physical blocker, and it really fits in with our offensive line. I think has been a unit I've really been pleased with and noted improvement this year. You know, they're just really getting downhill, very aggressive blockers. You know, they want to dominate that line of scrimmage every single play, and it's been fun to watch.
Well, I tell you, they won their first ever Conference Indiana Championship a year ago and did it in a lot of games where they held the other team out of the end zone. We'll talk a little about this 2020 defensive unit. Scott was mentioning Paul Prather.